Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Frank Opinion, and welcome to hour number two of the First Community Credit Union 590 The Fan Yard Sale. Here's what you're in for. Well, if you've listened to the yard sale before, you know that this is the original one with the sponsor you know and love. This is the one we only have four breaks an hour. We stop four times an hour to remind you who makes this show possible, and that's First Community Credit Union. And this is the one where your host and co-host normally are Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss. But Dan has a late-night gig with his band, the Seven Johnnies Band. So sitting in today, I'm sure he's nervous. He should be. He is the one and only Trevor Limey Phillips from Birmingham, England. So he'll be in with Scott today. Be nice to him and make these phones ring. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590. And never forget who makes this possible, First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank where you are a member, not just a customer. Check out their website anytime. It's firstcommunity.com. Here they are, once again, fill-in co-host Trevor Limey Phillips, regular host or co-host Scott Sherman.
You had to play this one. This reminds me of the last minute or two of my favorite Christmas movie. It's A Wonderful Life. Attaboy, Clarence! Damn Bell! Doug Vaughn took the bell! He's not going to get his wings now, Grover. Grover!
Ding, ding.
Go, fool! Bell's been in here for 3 months.
And the one time we really needed.
Gone. There it is. It's over there. In the council. Hey, look at me. I'm giving out wings. Thank you. I did watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve, and it is my favorite Christmas movie. And it is a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Did you watch the DVD, or did you watch it on NBC?
No, I waited on NBC. It took 5.5 hours to watch.
That's what I thought.
But it is fantastic. And in case you missed the first hour, everyone except one person who had three names, the world would be better with them here. Look at that, Clarence is getting his wings. This is the First Community Credit Union yard sale on 590 The Fan. Scott Sherman, as Frank said. Limey Phillips.
Good morning, sir.
In for the working / vacationing Dan Strauss. Also Matt Grover and David Solomon along the way. Gave us some good information in hour number one. A little bit later, hopefully we get your calls at 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255 to buy and sell stuff. We'll give you our highlights and lowlights of the year as we creep towards and move quickly towards the end of 2017. But it hasn't ended yet for this. And Richard is with us. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, sir.
This morning, I got a man refrigerator 2 years old. Try to get best offer on that. And then I got an old antique Philco radio with the record player on top. And I'd like to get the best offer on that. And I think it's 1930s or 40 model. Wow. That's how old it is.
We like that radio. Yeah, that's a cool item.
Oh, yes, it is. It's, like I say, it's antique for a collector or somebody that would, you know, go back into the day, you know. But my phone number here in St. Ann is 314-226-8518.
314-226-8518. 314-226-8518. That's Richard.
Yes, sir.
He's got the Amana fridge, and he's got the Philco radio from the 30s. Best offers on that. Sir, yes, best sir. Wishes to you for a healthy and happy 2018.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That record player, I mean, things like that nowadays, you get some collectors out there that want to restore them. They're worth a lot of money when you get them done up nicely.
They do. And there is something cool and intimate about radio. And for those of you that are radio listeners, and most of you are talk radio listeners, it's really a thing. And you watch television, and you can go to the movies, but you participate in radio, and particularly talk radio. And even when FM radio was a thing, because it's not a thing anymore, it's over.
Right.
Because your iPod and your shuffle and your list of favorite songs, you can sort of program, be your own programmer.
Oh, yeah.
But there was something intimate about waiting for your favorite song to come on, or a great song to come on, and create sort of this, I guess, soundtrack of your life, right?
Yeah.
And so when you say Elton John, I think back to, you know, when I'm like 7 or 8 years old.
Crocodile Rock.
Something like that. Don't let the sun go down on me.
Yeah.
Or even from my one of my favorite movies, Almost Famous,
You brain spacing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I am.
Completely
I'm singing,
forgot.
I'm singing it, but it's on. I'll Google it here.
Sing it for us. Give
no,
us a, give
I'm
us
not
a live. Come
do
on,
that.
Give us a live rendition. Just one verse.
But talk radio is intimate. I'm not singing. I'm not falling for that trick.
All right, fine.
But talk radio has the intimacy of
absolutely
of that and the communication back, and that's why the Large Morning Show has such a loyal following, because not only do those people feel like they know you guys, and I'm a part of that on Thursday,
absolutely,
but they really do, because you're sharing those moments, those jokes, those stories back and forth, and those little teases back and forth. And on this program, we're sharing the opportunity for you to sell stuff and buy stuff. And we are very grateful to First Community for being for allowing us to do that. 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. And so I'm just going through my head. I have the whole song. Pull up the Almost Famous soundtrack there.
He was on. He did a song for that one?
He did two.
Really? Elton John?
Yeah. And Grover's going to walk us through that. But so for 2017, go ahead.
Tiny Dancer?
No. But that they're singing that one on the bus, and I love that one. There's another one.
Mona Lisa's Smile.
Bingo.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. I was singing it in my head. And two from the trash can
dream. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jan Wenner, who is the publisher and has been and the founder of Rolling Stone, when the character that whole thing was based on Cameron Crowe when he was a teenage kid,
mm-hmm.
pretending he was older and having Rolling Stone send him out with Led Zeppelin and these other insane groups of lunatic adults, and
right.
then him writing these stories, it turned out he was like 15. And then he's in the hotel, and I think it's the Riot House, the Hyatt House, which they called the Riot House. I think that was in L.A., but they set it in New York, and he runs out after the Kate Hudson character, like, overdoses or something, and he opens the cab, and then Jan Wenner, the real guy from Rolling Stone, is sitting in the cab while this song is playing. It's a great song. But that'll play in your mind as a soundtrack. If you're a different age.
As a memory, right.
Just like when Fast Times at Ridgemont High was on the other day, and that's from my teenage years.
Right.
And when you hear American Girl by the late Tom Petty, who died in 2017, tragically. Boom, there's that movie, and then you're also taken back to high school. So radio is very intimate. And so get this Philco radio that Robert has, but also that's why talk radio is not only intimate, but it's also very immediate. We can talk about things that are topical.
Of course.
And 2 weeks ago, something that somebody might talk about is just, it's kind of lame. That's why I don't really like podcasts that much, because it's fleeting.
Unless you listen to it the same day it aired, it's not current.
That's right.
So, but no, I understand. Talk radio, it's just people having a conversation.
It is. And
about everything.
That's right. So you can even call us if you want to talk about your favorite memory of 2017, or what you're looking for to get rid of 2017, or looking forward to in 2018. Trevor,
yes,
what sir? About 2017 are you not going to miss? What is it that you're like, you know, a good riddance this part of 2017?
When I used to work overnights, good riddance to that. I did that for 3 years. And the worst 3 years of my life.
But that was paying your dues.
It was. I was paying my dues to the radio gods.
Now, you're looking at a guy here who gets here like 3 o'clock in the morning here, this Grover. What time do you get here?
I don't know. Usually around 5 or 5:30.
Time you have to get up for that?
Between 4 and 4:30.
Ugh. Paying your dues, though, right?
Well,
you love it?
Oh, it's good times. I got to be here with you and live the dream.
That's what it is.
I used to have to start working at 11 p.m. at night, and I'd go till 6 o'clock in the morning until David Solomon would come in and relieve me. Yeah.
No better person to do that also.
All right.
Sad news. We mentioned one of those people that passed away this year,
Tom Petty.
And there's another list of people that I don't know that we realized also died in 2017. So I'm just going to bring up a couple of them. Most of those people are from the TV sort of industry. See if you remember these folks. And run them by you. Here's a guy who's in the movies also. Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Remember Bill Paxton?
I remember the first movie I ever saw him in was Aliens.
What about you, Grover?
He was in Twister, wasn't he?
Yes,
correct. David Solomon. Bill Paxton. What's your memory of that gentleman, that movie actor?
To be honest with you, I didn't even know who he was till you just brought him up.
Okay. Do you know who it is now?
I have an idea.
All right. Bill Paxton, the first time I saw him was in a movie called Weird Science.
Yes. Oh, my God. Who was he in that?
He was Chet. The brother.
Oh,
the jerk brother.
The jerky older brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he'd say, how about a greasy pork chop served in a dirty ashtray? And the guys are drunk. That's a great movie. Two teenage boys make on the computer. They make a girl.
Yeah.
They're teenagers.
No, they don't make a girl. They make a woman.
Yeah, they do. And she was quite attractive. And I believe that they did that for an illicit purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They're underage.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went drinking.
Yep.
And then I think they ended up having a relationship with their computerized girlfriend.
That movie was
Who was older than 18.
Most ridiculous movie. Like the concept of it. Just absolutely ridiculous when you think about it now. But it was great back in the day.
And Anthony Michael Hall goes, what's he talking about on the telephone? They're like in Chicago at a blues bar, and the guy goes, explain it to him. I love that. We have somebody on hold who's been waiting and wants to sell something, we believe. Sir, good morning. Guy?
Oh.
I got a note that said, guy on hold, and I didn't really realize that it was actually Guy. Hi, Guy, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
Well, great. How can we help you today?
I still need to get rid of these bandsaw blades for my dad's workshop. He had a complete workshop, wood workshop. They're 72 inches in length. Most are brand new still in the box. I think I got about 15 of them, and I'm asking $5 a piece for them. Then I have these shutoffs to go in line for a vacuum system. Their aluminum shutoffs got a little plate that shuts off the vacuum system. You know, direct your air to different equipment. I think he paid $10 a piece for these when he bought them. I'll take $5 a piece for them. I think I've got about 8 or 10 of those.
Those are good prices.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they worked real good. He had a complete wood shop in the basement, and everything got auctioned off when he passed away. And these are things that got left over. And I don't need them because I don't have a wood shop. I just wasn't into woodworking like he was. So my phone number is 314-913-4510. And if anybody's interested and they'd like to see pictures of the stuff, I'd be more than happy to send them pictures, you know, text them pictures. No problem.
Very good. Roger. Yeah. Sorry, a guy. Is it 913 or 513?
913-4510. And I'm up in North County in Jennings.
Very good. I want to make sure I got that right. 314-913-4510. Guy, thank you. He's got the circular saw blades.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you as well, sir. Have a happy New Year.
Bandsaw blades.
Bandsaw blades. That's right.
Right.
Bandsaw blades. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Guy. Roger, he's on with us this morning. Good morning,
hey, how's
sir.
It going, guys?
Great.
How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Good. I I was listening earlier, and those, I don't know what those pranksters were up to or anything like that, but I've got actually a vintage 1972 Honda. It's a CB500. It's not a very fast bike, but it's a good bike.
Okay.
I'm looking to get $400 for it. And you can reach me at 314-422-WIN.
Was waiting for that one. It's the same voice. Yeah. All right. No, don't even, because then it happens again.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, so back to our list. And our number is 314-821-0590, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. Our in memoriam, we hit Bill Paxton. Does anybody remember the first TV judge? Grover.
Wapner?
That is correct.
Wow.
People's Court.
Joseph Wapner died this year. He was 97.
Wow.
Do you remember what he would say when he would open his show? People's Court, ready?
Way before my time.
Oh, thanks for rubbing that in, youngster.
Sorry.
I know you've been sworn, and I have read your complaint. He would say that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know the TV reporter, pretend TV reporter that would be in the hallway? Grover.
Doug Llewellyn.
That is correct. Doug Llewellyn. And so he passed away.
Wait, Doug Llewellyn passed away too?
Yes, I just killed him off. No, Joseph Wapner. Richard Hatch died.
Richard Hatch. How do I know that name?
That's not the one from Survivor, but the one from All My Children and numerous other TV shows. Don Rickles died this year.
That was a sad one.
Now, Don Rickles, for people that are of a certain age, is one of the iconic comedians of a golden age of comedy that's no longer here. I think Don Rickles, if you said the 1950s, the 1960s, certainly during television shows. But Don Rickles' style of comedy, insult comedy, only worked for two reasons. Number one, Don Rickles was incredibly quick-witted and incredibly dexterous with the audience. But the real reason it worked is that everybody knew that Don Rickles was not a mean guy.
In real life.
In fact, he was one of the nicest, sweetest people in show business. Kindest. His best friend in life was Bob Newhart, and they would go on trips together. And Bob Newhart, also a great, brilliant comedian, still with us. But everybody knew that Don Rickles didn't really mean the things that he was picking on people about their ethnicity and their physical attributes, but that he was bringing out sort of the ridiculousness of those things. So I don't know if it's Norm MacDonald, who is one of my favorite comedians, or back to Frank Sinatra, or anybody in between, but nobody was kinder and more generous with their time, charity, or to young actors and comedians than Don Rickles. And that guy will definitely be missed, not only in his comedy, but also in the way he treated people. Chuck Barris, do you get a TV guy? You remember this, The Gong Show?
Yeah.
The $1.98 beauty show?
I do not.
And a bunch of other crazy things that went on in the 1970s. He died. And he was a weird guy because he claimed he was in the CIA. And I think somebody was talking about a movie that Sam Rockwell played.
Yeah, there's a movie coming out about him.
Yeah, Rockwell, this is like 15 years ago, played Barris in this movie.
Mm-mm.
Where Chuck Barris said he was in the CIA.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Yeah, and he was a super weird guy, but incredibly successful in television. And we can't go without saying that, talk about Chuck Berry, who's probably the godfather of rock and roll music, St. Louis.
An incredible influence.
Icon. And I don't care who it is. If you talk to any guitar player, Clapton, if you talk to...
You got to say Eric Clapton, because, there's the youngsters
Sir
out
Eric
there
Clapton.
Who don't know who you're talking about when you just
Richards,
say Clapton. Yep.
Anyone.
Apparently, he punched Keith Richards in the face.
Yes.
Keith Richards touched his guitar. I think that's a fantastic story.
The only thing that ever hurt Keith Richards was Chuck Berry's fist. And everything else should have killed him. But I'll tell my story about my buddy who played 20 years in Chuck Berry's band as his drummer.
Wow.
In just a minute. We're going to go to Sam. Good morning, Sam. You're on the First Community Credit Union yard sale.
Excellent. I've got a height adjustable drawing or drafting desk I'd like to get $30 for. And then I have a rolling office chair, and it's gray. And I'd like to get $25 out of that. That'd be great.
So two good items people need and good prices. Your phone number, sir?
It's 314-540-6967. I'm going to play pond hockey right now, so I don't know if I'll
sell
it right now, but if they can give me a call, we can get it figured out.
Have a good time with that. That's neat.
Yeah, hopefully.
It hasn't been cold enough. It hasn't been cold enough the last two winters to do that this early, has it?
No, I think 2 years ago we got out in like February, so it seems like it's earlier this year, which is nice.
I'm glad to hear that people are doing that around here, because I grew up in Michigan, and that was a big deal. And it's a way different game out on the pond, even than it is at a rink. It's more fun.
Yeah, and especially because I think we're all getting too old now and getting a little slow.
I'm too old to even watch pond hockey. 314-340-6967. Go have fun.
No, 314-540.
Oh, geez. I'm going to read my own writing. We finally get a real caller, and got the number wrong. That's no good.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? What happened?
Were you a Howard Stern listener at any point?
No, but I listen to The Morning After all the time. So I guess
okay, well.
A second.
So about, 10 years ago, Howard hired a couple of writers. One of them's name is Richard Christie, and the other guy is Vince or something? Some Italian guy. And they decided that it would be fun to call different shows that are like Tradio, which is kind of a knockoff version of what we do. And sure. A lot of those Tradio things are syndicated on these, quite frankly, Christian radio stations.
Of course.
And the people that host them, they don't know anything about Howard Stern or radio or anything. And they would come up with fake items that they would try to put out for sale. And they would use, you know, have disgusting things involved with them, or very offensive things like, you know, Holocaust teeth or something.
Right.
And then the host would not catch on that it was a prank. And so the funny part about it is that they would then put these fake and disgusting items up for sale as though that they were legitimate items. And that was the funny part. They'd replay it back on Howard's show the next Monday. And they would all laugh at these bumpkins because they couldn't figure it out. Well, that's an old bit from a long time ago. So I think what we got is somebody that thinks that's funny. I don't think they're affiliated with Howard's show because the voices aren't familiar. And they're trying to get us to play into that, and we're not. But what they're doing is wasting the time on the show that we have to entertain themselves, and that's not what it's for. So the same guy's on hold. I mean, I would like to give his number out so people will call him later, but I don't want to play into it because I don't want to have a war with some guy when what we're trying to do is sell stuff like your drafting table and your chair.
Or Richard's.
And we're not going to go spastic over a prank caller. They'll just kind of drift away. But that's the genesis of it, and that's the whole bit of it. It's a bit that only works when the hosts don't know what's going on and they get tricked or they get mad.
It's probably a bit that worked about 15 years ago, too.
It's something that my buddy Jimmy and I used to sit and listen to when we at night after I did my old Night Court show. We would sit and listen to prank calls to Tradio and sit and laugh. And so that's why I know all the bits, because that was about 7 years ago. So it's at least 10.
Yeah.
It's like crank yankers. But it only works when the person doesn't know that they're in, that that's a bit.
Yeah, the humor's kind of lost if they're in on it and kind of can call you out. But, all right, well, cool. Hey, free dotum. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you very much. Have fun out there, Sam. Oh, yeah, Sal Governale. That's the other guy. Thank you very much, Grover, for the Howard Stern, the two pranksters on the Howard Stern. We're going to go to Glenn. We're going to give Glenn a shot to buy or sell something on the first Community Credit Union yard sale. Good morning and Happy New Year, Glenn.
Happy New Year, Scott. Blimey, Phillip. I've got a set of four T195-75R 15 tires, and they've got about 85% of the tread, and I'm selling them for $100.
Okay. Those sound like the tires from my cousin Vinny. Remember that the scene in My Cousin Vinny when the guy's on the stand and he's the expert in tires?
You got mud in your tires?
Joe Pesci gets his girlfriend up there and she knows as much about the tires. It's like Positron or something. But those are
identical.
Yes, exactly. Identical. That's a great movie. That movie holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Good price on the tires, Glenn. Anything else?
That's all I have, and the phone number is area code 314-319-6719.
Thank you, Glenn. It's got the tires. $100, four of them. 7545. E190. Is that right? E195.
Nope. T195.
195. 75 R15 tires.
R15.
15 inch tires.
Cool. All right. 314-319-6719.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Right. This number, Happy New Year. This name and number is safe. It's Jer. Good morning, Jer.
Hey, Scott. Top of the morning to you.
Happy New Year, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The same to you and the rest of the crew.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy Christmas for next year, right?
Yeah, right.
listen, I want to thank you and the radio station and the First Community for providing this fantastic service.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your support. We know how much you support First Community, the Large Morning Show, and the entire station and this show. And it's back towards you and then some. So we appreciate you very much.
Well, it goes likewise. I appreciate everything you guys do. Listen, I got a couple things here. I'm hoping that somebody out there would be very much interested. I'd like to unload them so I can fill up the space with something else.
Yes, sir.
What I have is a full-face motorcycle helmet with a windshield, windscreen, and I'm only asking, it's black and red, and the size is extra large, and I'm only asking $20 for it, and it's in very good condition. Along with that, I have a pair of fancy, and I do mean fancy, leather cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
Size 13, and they're in very good condition, and I'm only asking $55 for them. Or I will be willing to trade for either one of those two items. Along with that, if you allow me this, I'm also looking for some solar-powered roof vents. I'll be glad to trade, or I'll pay cash for them. And my telephone number is area code 314-707, just like the airplane, 0600.
We know that number well.
I do. And I'm looking forward to talking to you Thursday.
Oh, me too. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I'll see you. I'll talk to you next year, right?
I'll see you. We will. Jared, thank you so much.
No, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your support, and First Community does, and so does Frank. So thank you.
Take care, guys, and have a new year.
You too. Not going to get a better deal on a full-face motorcycle helmet with the windshield for $20. Jeez. The size 13 boots. If you're in the NBA, you can get your boots. This is a good price. I mean, $55.
For a pair of cowboy boots?
I know the guy that owns this station and sells cowboy boots.
He does.
But he would not mind whatsoever if somebody bought Jer's boots because of how great a supporter Jer is of this radio station. That's how it works. It's not a competition. It's a collaboration. And he's also looking for some solar power. I didn't even know what that was. But Jer's looking for a solar-powered something or other.
Ceiling vent.
Ceiling vent.
I believe so.
That's a cool item. And he's a nice man. 314-707-0600. As soon as he started saying it, I started writing down the 0600. So thank you to Jer, and Happy New Year to all. Let's hit a couple of more of the people that we lost in 2017. And then we'll hear from Frank about First Community. And then we'll take the rest of your calls at 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. You know what I suspect? I think somebody affiliated with that other station is jealous.
You think they're trying to sabotage a sad attempt at it?
Well, they're going down in flames. So, yeah, of course they would try to come after us because we have facts on our side and they've got, you know, nothing.
Well, I'm glad that you were here because they totally would have got me on that one.
Well,
a couple of them. Definitely, they started off pretty good.
You know,
you're a professional when it comes to trading, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You know, I'm not just going to get in this seat and just sit here like a lump. I got to know some things.
You got to know some stuff about
things. Got to come on the radio and not and just be blindsided by somebody like that. But Martin Landau died. Now, did you guys see Ed Wood? I mean, do you remember this movie about 15 years ago? Johnny Depp played a weird director who would make B or even C movies. And Martin Landau played, and I want to make sure that I get the right monster character right, the guy that played Dracula. And I think that was, oh boy. Who played Dracula? Bela Lugosi? And he was unbelievable in that. And I believe he won an Academy Award for that performance in Ed Wood. And if you haven't seen that and you like movies about people that make movies, sort of a behind-the-scenes thing. It's one of the most entertaining movies, even though it's in black and white. A lot of the best movies are in black and white. Casablanca's in black and white. I would say rent that. Martin Landau did some other things. I think he was in Mission Impossible.
He's been in a lot of movies. I'm looking at now, and he has been in a lot. Intersection with Richard Gere, Sharon Stone, The Joyriders. He was in Hollywood Homicide, Frankenweenie, Mission Impossible.
Frankenweenie, wow.
Yeah, Frankenweenie. He was in the Mission Impossible TV show from 66 to 73.
Did I say Mission Impossible?
You did.
Look at that. Yeah. And Adam West, who played Batman on the TV show and in the original campy movie. This is my favorite Batman. I don't like this brooding Batman. I don't want a serious Batman. I want Adam West.
It was great. I used to watch that every Saturday morning. And it was over in England, and it was such a good TV show. You got the whole bam, whap, zam, like every time, or pow, every time somebody gets punched or hit.
It was exactly in the right spirit, and if I'm not mistaken, Burgess Meredith played the Penguin, and Frank Gorshin, who was a great comic and a great impersonator, played the Riddler. And who played the Joker? Cesar Romero played the Joker.
And he refused to shave his mustache.
So the makeup is over the mustache.
Just over the mustache.
And then the hottest cat women of all time, Julie Newmar was in. And also, what's her name? The singer.
Eartha Kitt.
Hello. You.
There we go.
And Burt Ward was his erstwhile Robin. And there's a story about him in the tights, which I don't know why I know this, but Burt Ward was blessed, and the tights were an issue with the censors. They wanted to tape him down or something. But what a nice man and a great radio guest. Well, some of the best interviews on radio, and Howard Stern is one of them, was with Adam West. And he would come every year. They'd have some sort of a car show, and he'd be there signing stuff. And I met him one time.
At the Batmobile?
At the Batmobile. He'd be in town with the Batmobile.
We also got to give him his contribution to Family Guy. That was a fantastic. His character on that was always hilarious.
We'll get back to more of this death. Everybody loves death. But, you know, we're celebrating these people's lives. We're not.
We're celebrating a year gone by.
They're already dead. So we want to make sure they're not forgotten. And also not forgotten, got to be our pal, Leland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, too, and Happy New Year before it starts Sunday night. You're talking about Adam West. What was his name, that actor? Do you know?
Our researcher is going to check his real name. Adam West.
I had it here yesterday in a magazine. I got that People magazine. U.S. Weekly, they had it all in there. All the people that passed away, all the good actors.
Yeah, and you know who else died this year and doesn't get enough credit for the brilliance of his contribution to the arts? Jerry Lewis died this year.
Yeah.
I remember him,
yeah, the telephone.
Yep.
But Jerry, I don't know what happened after him and Dean Martin. They were good. I used to watch them as kids, but after a while, you know, it got kind of funny. But no, yeah, he was very much into
Leland, do you remember it was like 78 or 77 when Frank Sinatra put together the surreptitious reunion where he brought Dean Martin out during the telethon out on stage and didn't tell Jerry? Do you remember that?
No.
Man, that if you YouTube that or something, that was one of the most awkward and yet emotional things. And I'm not old enough, I guess, to remember when Dean and Jerry were a tandem, but they were the biggest star. That was the biggest group in the late 40s and 50s, and they didn't speak for 20 years and never worked together again. Never.
I didn't know that Dean Martin had a daughter named Dina, and she was in St. Charles at Lindenwood College for a performance out there, you know, and then what's his name's son was coming to St. Louis and had a heart attack. Frank Jr. Boy, that was shocking.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. I was asking for he's a doctor on one of the radio shows, and I said, can you tell me what happened to the doctor?
Dr. Rick?
With it. No. Let me see if I can find it. I had it. Oh, man. Something.
Yeah.
Not Martin. Martin. Not Martin. That's not his name. But I called up his office, and I said, I wanted to find out something about something I can do for my stomach. And I said, is the doctor around? She said, he went in for oral surgery, and don't ever let him do more than one at one time. He died. 73 years old died.
Oh. Wow.
Freaky. And I don't know if there's a malpractice or something, but we won't go into that today. But no.
Now, we got a two-year statute on that, so we're actually three.
We
can talk about it later.
Most of my stuff is kind of scary anyway. All right, Scott, let me tell you something, and I'll let go of the show. Respect, I cannot say the station that she worked for, but respect to a lady that was very, very involved with the telethon for the, not muscular dystrophy, but the other one. Gosh, my mind's just not clear. Donna Voorhees.
What a nice lady.
And I used to talk to her at least once a week. I worked with her down at the telethon down there what's his name was there? I mean, I don't want to say this either, but Tony Orlando and Lou Rawls got into a big thing on the stage because he wasn't getting off quick enough. Lou Rawls and Tony wanted to get on, you know, your Yellow Rose guy.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. I wish they could, what was it called? It's a local organization. And I just can't. I was with
Variety Club. Five,
that's it. Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
There we go.
But no. Respectfully,
you know who got that going, don't you? You know who made that a thing?
Yes,
John Londoff Senior. That's right. If it wasn't for John Londoff Senior, yeah.
Like Frank said yesterday, I heard him yesterday. He said if you want to go out and look at the cars, you don't have to make a buy, but you can go out to, if you really want to buy a car, stop out and see Johnny Lineup.
Yeah, that's right.
He was very, very well. And what's his name came too? We had Dionne Warwick was there. We had
Sammy Davis
from the Dynasty.
John Forsythe?
John Forsythe. And I didn't realize that he had a son, but his son was in one of them real good gangster movies, which I like. I can't remember what it was. John Jr., and then you had a lot of celebrities. I mean, my gosh, people would come to that thing. I mean, and you know, the big shots would sit there the night before. Then they kind of disbanded it and they only went for the dinner and stuff. I missed that, really. I do.
That was a John Londoff Senior production. They raised millions of dollars for many, many charities that help kids. And there is no amount of thank you that could possibly begin to thank the Londoffs for their charitable work in this time.
And he never heard anything bad about the dealership. He heard good things about it. I had a couple of guys that worked with us who they came into our business, and I hate to say it, they came in, and I hope they don't hear it, but the guy came in, and we trained him in our business. We were in the remodeling business. There was guys like R.E.K., Ralph Kaufman, guys like that. We were in the siding remodeling window business. And I'm going to tell you something. It was shocking that this guy was only in business for a year, and he was driving around. I hope he wasn't going to people's house on a Rolls Royce, but he got a Rolls Royce. And I said, I'll never train anybody ever again. But, Scott, to let you know, I've got the answer for your law firm. Whenever you're ready, let me know. I'm working on that song for you, but it's not going to be Christmas song. It's going to be a good song. Okay, now let's go on with what I've got.
Okay.
Today, I'd love to get rid of this 204. I looked at it yesterday. Absolutely, I can't believe it's a Ford. No rust.
Mustang.
Absolutely no rust on it. And it's a 204 silver, black interior, 8-cylinder. It's a hard top. It's not. It doesn't have T-tops or the sunroof. And then the second thing I have, I'd love to see if anybody out there has a Mazda Miata convertible 84, 2008 to maybe 12. For sale, they might get rid of it before they trade it into Johnny Londoff or some of those places. Give me a call at 573-860-0773. And I've got the front page for Scott Sherman that he's not going to believe. I mean, whenever you're ready,
I'm ready.
I'll be your manager if you let me take the spot.
You got it. I could use some representation.
Bye bye, guys.
Leland, thank you and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
What a great guy that guy. He tell his own stories.
He's fine.
Yes, he's great. 573-860-0773. He's got the 2004, I'm saying like he is. 2004 40th anniversary silver Mustang with the black interior. It's a great car. And he's also looking for that Mazda Miata. His friend wants to drive it up and down the Pacific Coast Highway. And strangely as this sounds, one of the highest rated little sports cars by all the fancy Car and Driver magazine and all those people love the Mazda Miata for the way it handles. Sounds silly. Sounds like a little kid car, but it's not. 573-860-0773. Let's hear from our benefactor, Frank Opinion, who's going to tell us about First Community Credit Union, our sponsor. The reason we have, or anyone in St. Louis has, a yard sale is because of Frank, because it went away. And he brought it back. Nobody wanted it. And the reason that the show is so interesting, and it is because we have one sponsor. It's First Community Credit Union. It's a great place to do your banking. You be a member of this organization, as they say in hockey. So let's hear a little bit more from the guy that when he talks about something, not only is he very persuasive, but he believes in it because he doesn't just take anybody as a sponsor and advertiser. He makes sure that they're part of the team. It's Frank Opinion telling you about First Community Credit Union.
Hi, it's Frank Opinion. Remember when we were kids and there was a banking facility on every corner? Oh, wait, you know what? I was thinking of another commercial I heard. There was an annoying commercial I couldn't get out of my head. Okay, that never was the case where there was a bank or banking facility on every corner. I'll tell you what we did used to have, though. We had these savings and loans. And I don't know that anybody ever really understood what that was. Those are gone. We don't have those. You know what we have now? We have traditional banks, and then we have credit unions. And the biggest of the credit unions is First Community Credit Union. Now, how'd they get so big? Well, how does any business get big? You make the customer so happy, they tell other people. And those people tell people, and those people. The other way you get big is you advertise on the large morning show in the afternoon. Let's not leave that out. I think when First Community Credit Union came on board, they had, I believe, 3 locations. Now they have 43. Maybe it wasn't 3. It could have been like 30-something. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you people are telling them that you're AM and the PM. You're telling them you listen to the yard sale. That's all we ask. Thank you. The only other thing we would ask is that you consider changing where you do your banking if you're not a member of First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com. Let's get back to the yard sale. He's still a little nervous. Still the first day. Be nice to him. Here he is, Scott Sherman.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you to First Community for sponsoring this yard sale and coming with us over to 590 The Fan. It's been great. We've been doing it since the middle of September, and I think every week the show gets more and more interesting, even when somebody's just busting you-know-what by stealing material from professional people and going after creeps that actually...
And rehashing steal. It.
But... Whatever. We're actually here to do a service, and we do it well. And we appreciate all of your contributions and the regulars like Jer and Leland and Guy and Richard and Robert and Diana and all of our friends who join us and you, whether you're just listening or you participate. That's what we do this for. So 2017 coming to an end. I want to mention some of these other folks because we lost some very talented and influential people. Monty Hall. Does anybody know what show Monty Hall was from?
Let's Make a Deal.
That is correct. The original Let's Make a Deal, where people would dress up in ridiculous costumes and win a year's supply of like Rice-A-Roni or something. And that was good television because game shows, as much as people like to make fun of them, or huge parts of broadcast networks' money machine of daytime television that I didn't really get to see unless I was homesick.
Yeah.
And iconic. Harry Dean Stanton was another great character actor who was a little weird looking, but Repo Man, do you know that one?
Mm-mm.
I believe Emilio Estevez was in that, either that or Charlie Sheen. But Harry Dean Stanton, Emilio? Harry Dean Stanton was probably in about 50 movies, and he looked like a grizzled old guy who would hang around in Nevada and maybe be a hitman or something. But what an interesting and really great character actor that he was. And he died this year. Della Reese, who was in a show. First, she was in a bunch of movies, but she was in a movie, probably the most controversial movie that was ever made, The Cotton Club, which was supposed to be about a nightclub in Harlem in the 1920s, and it starred Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, and Red Fox. But the producer of it got murdered over some kind of drug deal, The thing tanked. But she went on and ended up on a television show also with Red Fox. Red Fox was a St. Louis native. I don't think Della Reese was. She passed away this year. Also, David Cassidy was a teen heartthrob, and I knew him from the Partridge Family, where he played David and his half-brother, Sean. The two of them were in these teen magazines forever, and now I feel old because David Cassidy died, and he was like 65 years old. And Jim Nabors died this year. Jim Nabors played Gomer Pyle on first he played Gomer on the Andy Griffith Show. Mm-hmm. He was George Goober Lindsay's cousin. He talked like this, and then he would sing, and it's like baritone. And Jim Nabors sang not the national anthem, but does anybody know what song Jim Nabors sang every year for almost 40 years?
At the Indy 500,
At the Indy 500, he sang My Old Indiana Home or God Bless Indiana or Hoosiers Forever. What was that song? The Indiana song.
I know, because we played it on the airwaves right after he died.
That's right. But the reason that he played that song is in 1972, he was the guest of the guy from Harrah's Casino at the Indianapolis 500. And they came to him and they said, Jim, we want you to sing. Oh, you want me to sing the national anthem? Or you want me to sing the national anthem? No, we want you to sing this. And then they did such a good job, they brought him back every year. I think he only missed 1 year till like 1994 or 2004. And he wrote the lyrics on his hand. And you can go on YouTube and watch him sing that in 1972 by reading the lyrics to Back Home in Indiana off of his hand. How about that? Let's check in with Bob. We have just a few minutes on the first Community Credit Union yard sale for 2017. Bob, how can we help you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I have this is for a Kia Sedona 2014 and up, and it's a Kia product, and it's the roof racks. You know, you put them on your top of your car for like hauling a canoe or a kayak,
yep,
or luggage or something.
And every time I see them in my rearview mirror, I think a cop's behind me.
Yeah. Gotcha. And they go for a couple $100 new, and I actually bought a set, and then I got a set for a gift, so I got an extra set here, and I'm willing to let them go for like $140.
Great deal.
2014 up Kia Sedona. You can reach me at 636-219-7208.
Very good. 636-219-7208. Bob, thank you. Thank you for participating, and have a very happy and healthy new year for you and your entire family.
Same for all you folks. Stay warm.
Very good. Thank you so much. Does anybody have anybody else? Music. I know we've lost some people in music this year. In 2017, we got Chuck Berry. We got Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm. Hard time this year.
Did we, anybody else, Grover?
Let's see. I'm looking up. Fats Domino.
Fats Domino. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. That was Richie Cunningham's favorite song on Happy Days, a TV show in the 1970s.
That is a cool fact to know.
Who else?
Mel Tillis. He was a country singer.
A guy could, yeah. he would stutter unless he sang. And I'm not sure if that was true or not, but he did.
Missed a couple of big ones. More suicide in the alternative rock world. Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington.
Chris Cornell.
Yeah. That one came as a shock.
Soundgarden.
He died right before he was about to perform in St. Louis.
And he died in Detroit. He had just finished a performance, I think, at the Fox Theater there.
Yep.
And a buddy of mine at the other station that does some work for Mizzou, his former employers, the people that own the Red Wings, they had just done that show that night. He was great.
See, you had Al Jarreau.
Al Jarreau.
Jarreau,
we're in this love together.
Jay Giles.
The freeze frame.
Yeah.
And there was, Don Williams. He was a country singer.
Don Williams, yeah. And just, you know, the last one that I've got on my list here, Roger Moore, who played James Bond. He's like my third favorite James Bond. But Roger Moore looked like James Bond, and it's a lot of people's favorite.
He was Sean Connery. He was perfect.
Perfect Englishman.
Bond. He was.
Because Sean Connery, he's Scottish.
Yep.
And
he had that little Scottish brogue that he tried to get rid of, but it still sounded good.
The smoothness of Roger Moore.
That was my James Bond. Like when I started watching James Bond movies, those were the ones that were on TV.
Very good. We have time for one more call. We're going to cast a line out to Sam. Sam?
Yep, I'm still here. No, you brought up the Back Home Again in Indiana.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was having a mind blank.
Yeah, no, the very first time I went to the 500, he didn't make it because he was kind of starting to get ill in his later years, but the entire place sang it. So if you can imagine,
upwards
of 300,000 people singing along, and he was back home in his Hawaiian home.
That's the first
time I ever heard it, and then got to hear him sing it the next year, which was pretty cool. But yeah, definitely miss him this year.
That's a very good memory. For those people who have not attended the Indy 500, what is that experience like?
It's honestly, I would say, even if you're not a racing fan, you should go just once and just experience it, because it's really unlike anything you'll ever see anywhere else. Just the pageantry is comparable to the Kentucky Derby, but then the amount of people and the racing has been very exciting the past few years, so even a casual fan could probably find something to like about it.
I like that. That's an all-American, sure. That's a bucket list thing. So for people that haven't done it, it's only 3 hours away. I mean, you get in the car, you can get there at 6 a.m. and just go in the infield. You won't even know there's a race going on.
And you know what? A lot of people do that. They don't even see the race at all. They just
field
partying.
Got a lot of friends of mine that said it's the best thing they don't remember going to.
Well, count me as one of them, I tell you. But I go for the racing more than the drinking, but I'll do plenty of drinking too.
Sam, thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
And contributing. Happy New Year to you. Roy, sorry. We ran out of time. We'll talk to you next week. On behalf of everybody here at this station and the folks working on this show, like David Solomon and Matt Grover, my pal, Limey Phillips, Scott Sherman, I want to wish everybody a very healthy, happy, safe, prosperous, and amazing new year. This is 590 The Fan. Have a great day, everybody.